Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, October 18th, 2018.
10-18-18. Yo, yeah.
Morning, Jimmy Jack.
What are you up to?
About 2:41.
Nice.
Yes, and I can say that with great truth because I recently went to the doctor.
Yeah, you've been to the doctor, so you've been on a real like calibrated scale.
Do you feel my truth? Yes.
I don't want to touch it.
Oh, come on. Yes. Today we're looking at sunny to partly cloudy skies. High 67. Here we go. Clear and 51 degrees right now in Greer.
Oh, it's nice.
Here we go into that nice, crisp, cool air in the mornings. I like that.
Wonderful.
I know. I like it. Yeah. So, here we are. Big Thursday. Thursday show today is going to be, not that any other show isn't exciting and fun and exhilarating and titillating and all that. Today, fat boy. Oh, boy.
Today's special. Yeah.
Today's going to be a weird day for you individually, fat boy, because as the producer of the show, you know, any segments that we know for sure that we're going to do, like, for instance, you know, if we're going to do a Truth and Consequences, obviously you're aware, you've got the guy or girl's phone number and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we're going to have an in-studio guest. You know, you have probably some kind of music that would walk them in and all that. But with this, all you know is that there's going to be a pigskin punishment.
Yeah, I'm starting to expect it now. 2 weeks in, I lost 2 weeks in a row. It's not a feeling you want to settle into.
Yeah.
Don't want to make it three in a row.
Have you already put together the picks for this coming weekend?
Yeah, I did it yesterday.
And how do you feel about those? I haven't looked at them yet, but.
Man. Excuse me. Georgia and South Carolina are both off.
Yeah.
So it's tough. You got a couple.
Clemson's got NC State.
Yeah, but you got a couple. We went the, you know, Furman Wofford route again.
Mm-hmm.
And those are kind of hard to analyze and pick apart. So it's another crapshoot. I could be in this spot 3 weeks in a row.
Who are the Dirty Birds playing this week?
Well, that's the other kicker. They're on Monday Night Football against the Giants.
Oh, so technically we won't find out maybe until Tuesday morning.
Unless it doesn't matter.
We could pick the Bills game instead. You have any idea how many Bills fans listen to this show? Like, I bet you we got more Bills fans listening than Falcons fans.
Well, I wish there was a way to find out.
Yeah.
Got to be a way. Kim Reese, holler at us. Tell us how to do it.
Yeah. We might have more Bills fans than Panthers fans, though. We got a lot of Bills fan P1s.
Really, we do.
We really do. Thank you, GE, for moving them all down here.
I was going to say, if you move down here, I mean, you know, what else, right?
Yeah.
What else?
So I got to hit a streak.
Yeah.
Got to get back on the plus side. Because the yearly records is awful. Plus, I mean, you're going to run out of punishments. I want some of these to go to somebody else, whatever they are.
No. I got a list. Plus, I was... I'm not going to reveal my cards.
No, don't. That boy's trying to work you into it right now.
Yeah, he is.
Trying Smart. To work you. Don't let him.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah. So today, all you know is that there will be a punishment involving you, and you do know that we were talking camera angles, so you do, you know, obviously to be videoed anyway, but camera angles. Ooh.
Yeah, I got to set that whole thing up.
I tell you, when they rebuild this studio, I don't know what I would necessarily want different. A lot, but I don't know what.
Yeah, not all this stuff hanging up.
Like, mm-hmm. More room. You know, it sounds so stepbrotherish, but more room for activities.
Not mics hanging down from the air.
Mm-mm.
Although the guy looked pretty defeated when we laid all this stuff out for him.
Like, we didn't want the mics hanging from the air or floating TV screens in the air.
We filled his paper up pretty quick.
Like, if they would actually float, that'd be cool. But I hate the term floating. Ain't nothing floating. Ain't nothing floating. They're mounted to arms and they move a little bit. They don't float. Mm-hmm.
If you sit certain points in this room, you can hide from everybody else.
Oh, clown will show you how to float.
Yeah. Say again?
So that clown will show you how to float.
Oh, come on now. Stop with that. So today, Fatboy's Pigskin Punishment. That's all I can say. That's all we can say other than we'll do it around 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Around 8 o'clock.
Let's go ahead and do it now.
I mean, well, honestly, we can't yet.
Something
that is not ready yet.
There's another variable you got to think about.
What?
So now I got to worry about if somebody's going to pop in for a surprise or if you're waiting for, you know, like an elephant to get to the studio or whatever to trample me to death.
Spoiler alert, unless Paige would have went down and got that special someone, you know that's not a possibility because there's not a, you know, not a whole lot of moving parts and hands and stuff to, you know, secure things like that. So if somebody was going to slide in here, you'd be aware.
Okay. Yeah.
So unless they're already here.
Ah, there you go.
They're they could don't look under the desk right now. Mm-mm. For 2 hours you can't look under the desk.
Or Jethro throw under there again.
Watch it. Do you see?
I don't see any feet sticking out with no shoes.
Say. Yeah.
You don't see any bare feet sticking out. No.
I don't see a camouflage Dolphins jersey.
No. No, he's not.
He came with me.
He's not here. But they could be up in one of the ceiling panels.
Yeah.
They couldn't have enough time for a couple hours.
We'll be sitting here during headlines. Somebody will fall through the ceiling. But it'll be fun. It'll be fun for everybody listening. I'm not going to say it's going to be fun for you because that'd be foolish to say.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun for everybody listening.
Yes, it is.
Hey,
really.
It's not a punishment. By God, it's a punishment.
Punishment. What was the other word we coined yesterday in the office? There was another good one. Can't remember.
Oh, I don't know, but I'm sure it was the boss's idea.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Speaking of yesterday, boy, how over was Ghost Donkey? People loved Ghost Donkey.
Everybody loved Ghost Donkey.
Yeah, people loved Ghost Donkey. Matter of fact, somebody that works here in the building, I'm not even going to give them I'm not going to have the audacity to even say who it was. Mm-hmm. They said, hey, Ghost Donkey, was that real? Was that real? What do you mean, was that real? Wow, I mean, that was just crazy. I was like, yeah, it was real. Dude, when he was a kid, went to Mexico with his dad. His dad saw a very small donkey on the side of the road. They pull over, photo op, you know. It's just pre-cell phones. This is probably Polaroids or even have to wait 2 weeks to get this stuff back. Goes and sets his son on the donkey, takes a picture.
P1 Big Sexy.
P1 Big Sexy. They go. Look at the photos. There's no donkey in the photos.
Did he ever send the pictures?
I did not get the photo.
I didn't either.
No. I don't know if he knows how to. Maybe his internet's down.
Oh, okay.
His internet very well could be down.
Well, tomorrow we can pay the bill for him.
Right. But Ghost Donkey. I'm so intrigued with all the paranormal talk and all this stuff. I'll be done with it after Halloween. It won't be something that'll last.
No.
I use it and lose it.
I still like horror movies all year long, but not ghost crap.
Oh, yeah. The big one's tomorrow. Well, see, now, here's the other thing. So Fatboy says, hey, you realize a new Halloween comes out Thursday.
Yeah, and
I was like, I've seen a commercial that says Friday. So does it come out Thursday night at 11:59? Are they doing that cool old trick?
About 7 o'clock.
On Thursday night.
Yeah, they'll do what I saw looking at showtimes. It's going to show around 7 and then again around 9:30, 9:45, 10 o'clock, somewhere in there tonight.
Halloween.
So you have two chances to see it tonight.
Halloween. Showings at 7, 8:45, 9:10, 9:55. Mm-hmm. Remember those old things?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be... I think it starts around 7 everywhere, but no earlier and no midnight showings that I saw anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it, but not today.
Critters 3 showings. It's 7:45. You'll see it when? Friday?
Not today. Yeah, hopefully Friday.
Today is Thursday. What am I saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's today it comes out.
Yeah.
So you go to see it tonight?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, this evening.
Yeah. Well, that's tonight.
Yeah.
You're like the Kramer movie line. Why don't you just tell me the name of the movie you want to see?
Right. I hope it's really good, because if it's not, I don't want to. You know what? I don't want you to be let down, Jimmy. I feel like you're really psyched about this one. Really psyched.
You know, I like parts 4 and 5 and 6, and they're not necessarily like good, but I love them anyway.
Yeah.
You know, like all the Jason movies that aren't good too.
By the way, if there's something to report, I'd like to report it. I saw Fat Boy eating this morning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know where we stand with this diet thing, but I have an update for you, Paige.
Oh.
According to my math, when I left yesterday, there were 3 cups of Nine's chili left, okay?
Yes. Yes.
Now, and I heard an announcement go over the PA system by Fat Boy to alert everyone because, you know, that was the running joke is Nine made all this chili and he brought it to work and he was offering it to everybody.
Twice.
Several times. So the announcement was made, there's 3 bowls of chili left downstairs. I saw and still see the remnants of Fat Boy eating 1 bowl of chili.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Update, 2 bowls of chili left.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yay.
2 bowls of chili are left.
Which is, you know, it's fine with me if nobody here likes to eat good food. I mean, if y'all just want to eat garbage and crap all day, that's fine.
I'm mine today.
Talking to everybody in the building.
You know, it's not a situation to where people are like, that's not mine, I won't take it, because that still happens. People still take people's food, so that's not the situation.
Yeah.
I just don't know why people aren't taking it.
Yeah, if it's offered up, they don't want it, but if they're stealing it, okay, steal it, but if you tell me I can have it, I don't want none.
Don't give it away.
It's a little chillier this morning, so maybe they want some chili because it's cooler out.
Oh, chillier.
Yeah. But let me ask you a question on that, Matt, because you're a bit of a chef, Matt Meals, host of, curator of foods.
Thank you.
Preparer of delicacies.
Yeah.
You're a quizzing artist.
Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
Quizzing artist. But I like it. I have a pizza pizzazz.
Do you find it, in a way, people almost don't want to admit somebody can cook, especially a grown man? I feel a little bit of that with some of the foods I make. Like, people don't want to admit they're good, but damn it, I can cook.
When you say that,
I'd embarrass your grandmas.
Now, you watch your mouth.
Yeah. Back off, buddy.
My grandma was barely not a midget, and she would have kicked your ass.
Not at cooking, though. Just in a fist.
Yes, she would have. Yes, she would have. Oh, man, you don't know. I mean, she lived to be 80-something years old.
Yeah.
When you say that, do you mean that directly toward women? Because, I mean, a man, I don't feel like, a man who's hungry won't give a crap who made it.
Yeah,
right?
Example, Fat Boy.
Okay.
Yep.
But with, are you saying that toward women? Like a woman doesn't want to?
Maybe. It seems like a man who can cook makes younger women very insecure.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what that is. And look, this is the truth of the matter is that the a lot of younger girls don't know how to cook.
Yeah, it's true.
And the thing is they're expected to be. And that's the wall we need to break down, if any, is that why do you assume that they should know? We're programmed to think that.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just like, oh, why didn't her mama teach her how to cook? I don't know. Same reason my daddy didn't teach me how to change oil.
Yeah, I mean,
in a car.
Not every dude works on cars. Not every woman cooks.
Mm-mm.
Some women work on cars and dudes cook.
Yeah.
And that's
right.
Fine.
That's
yes.
Get it, ladies.
Good right. World.
Get it, gentlemen who cook.
So that could be what it is.
Maybe you're right.
That could be exactly what it is.
I always like to talk, psychology, and more so, I guess, sociology with Matthew is always fun.
Yeah, and survival. I mean, if you have to cook for yourself and you don't have that situation where you have to learn, then, you know, you will go hungry. Or spend a lot of money.
Moose didn't teach you, though, Jimmy. I mean, who taught you YouTube? That's,
You know who taught me how to cook? A dude named Casey, who was a chef.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would hang out.
Yeah.
I
remember.
I hung out with him for like a month one summer when he was cooking for this wealthy dude.
What's his name, like P1 Clownface or something?
No, it's a different Casey.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was from Anderson. But he used to be like a personal chef for this dude. He'd go cook a bunch of food for his family.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and I'd go hang out with him some while he was cooking up there. And I learned a lot from him.
Yeah.
Other than that, man, it's just, it's like, it's easy to cook once you figure out food.
Mm-hmm.
I know what tastes good, so if I put it together, I just go in the kitchen and make stuff. I don't have recipes. I don't use recipes. I don't look up recipes. I just go in there and cook.
Yeah.
I cooked that chili with no recipe at all. I just kind of know how to make chili.
Yeah, but.
First time I ever did it.
I mean, to put something in a pot and let it simmer all day, it ain't exactly cooking.
Well, you make it good, it is.
I mean, cooking is, in a frying pan. All these things going everywhere.
The Philly cheesesteaks are cooking, like the art of cooking, because it's all clang, clang, clang,
having
bang,
to keep
bang,
an
bang.
Eye on it. But and also not running in the house or to make the cake fall.
You got to watch that chili. You got to, seasoning the chili is not the easiest thing. You got to get it just right.
You have to let the sauces and the spices marry.
And you got to soak the beans for like half a day or else they'll tear up your stomach.
Right.
Oh, oof. I want that.
Look, from farm to table, they tear up my stomach.
Don't even start that.
It don't matter. It does not.
I'm going to make fish tacos tomorrow.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to duck out on this.
Me too. That's...
Oh, they're so good if they're properly prepared.
Oh, yeah, some blackened tilapia, blackberry salsa on there. DJ Khaled said he's good, though. He don't eat fish tacos.
Would you just eat a fish sandwich?
You want a fish sandwich?
I'm going to make it fancy.
Do you want it prepared with something good or just breaded and fried?
No, any other point.
No, but
I'm
saying the fact that here we go. The fish taco, it goes back to that whole thing of we make anything into a taco now.
Oh, yeah.
Anything's a taco, anything's a burrito. But it's not. It's just not. And I take exception to it.
Yeah. And it's weird that, people love fish tacos, but if you put a fish burrito on the menu, people go, oh, God, gross. Ew. But it's the same thing, just wrapped up tighter.
Or if you just took it on a piece of loaf bread and just rolled it up flat. You called it a taco. It ain't a taco. That's loaf bread. Okay.
Piece of loaf bread.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I know what you mean, man.
Put some hamburger meat.
With fish tacos, they always put slaw on them, and I hate slaw, so there, that's the truth behind it all. I don't like slalsa. Oh, I hate when they call it slalsa. Quit making up words in the food industry. It ain't right.
Yeah.
You're confusing the people that are coming here trying to learn our language.
I went to a
breakfast burrito. They don't know what that means.
I've been to a barbecue place before that has, I called it slalsa.
Slalsa.
It's slaw and sauce together, and they're like, oh my God, this is not a good idea.
Mm-mm. Slalsa.
But also, it was in a state in this country where you can't get half and half at a burger joint.
What?
Uh-huh.
That should be outlawed. Mm-hmm.
Go north of the border and ask for half and half. They look at you like your head's on backwards.
Hmm.
Talking about North Carolina.
Yeah, but up there, they don't say to go. They say to stay.
Yeah.
To stay.
To stay?
What is the half and half?
What?
God bless.
We talking about burgers?
Talking about go to the clock, half and half.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
I don't know.
What the hell?
God bless America.
I'll tell you something. When I get a burger,
at you.
I say cheese only, all fries. That's it.
Okay. Do you ever get a burger that comes in a cardboard box that's often stapled shut?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
And you don't know what the hell half and half is.
How do you not know?
You want half of it stapled? I don't.
You working a bit.
You're talking about sauce. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, you know the story about the two feeding clock guys, and you don't know the half and half?
I've never had a chili cheeseburger either. Does that have something to do with it?
What the hell is...
I don't like them.
You never had one. How do you not like it?
I call up Pete's and say, look, double burger, cheese only, no slaw, all fries. See you in 10 minutes.
Paige, turn the now hiring sign back on.
I've got to say, if I even know, and I grew up in California, and I want half and half because that's the extra bonus.
Yes.
Oh,
what the hell is it? I'll look it up.
What do you think it is? What do you think it is?
Yes.
If you're calling in a pizza or a clock or wherever, and you're like, I want a chili cheeseburger, half and half, what do you think they
are? Any clock, any Carolina, Palmetto, Pete's, any of those places, they all do it. You had to
God,
guess,
man,
half
I really
half?
Don't know.
Bless you, my son.
Half a side? Is it the sides?
You're on the right track, brother.
Okay, so you got to have fries.
Ah, mm-hmm. What would the other half be?
Fries and...
Slaw? You want slaw with it?
You get slaw in a tiny cup no matter what you order.
I don't get
it.
I'll throw it at somebody if they even offer it to
you. Can tell them no slaw. That's fine.
Tell them no slaw gets on the burger and melt. Yeah, I don't like it.
Half fries and half?
5 seconds.
God, man, I don't know.
We need an answer.
Always get double fries. More fries.
Man. Time's up.
You want to phone a friend, Paige?
You want to? Well, I don't have any.
You want to ask Paige?
You want to phone a coworker? Phone a coworker.
What's the other half?
It has something to do with onions.
Just say it. Unless you don't know.
Onion rings? I never got those either.
Is that your final answer? Golly, man.
Yeah, I don't like onions.
Onion rings. See, I agree. I don't like onions, like raw onions, but onion ring,
golly. The preparation.
An onion ring is just like a fried circle, right, with no onion in it. Or just a minute onion you can't even taste.
No, it's the batter.
So? You don't eat apple rings at the salad bar either? Jerk?
Oh, go to the salad bar. Unless I'm walking past it to go pee.
No, some places have awful onion rings. A lot of them have terrible
onion
rings.
Some of them have onion rings.
But some places have good ones.
Yeah, they can't be dried out.
Or like retroactive orange.
Yeah.
You know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but
like you turn the lights off and they go, well, where'd my onion rings? Oh, turn the lights off. There they are.
Yeah, also the hot dog chili can't be that either.
Mm-mm.
Unless you're at a stadium.
That's,
or a gas station.
That's misery waiting to happen.
Yeah, this is why we can't live as one. This is just why. Because I was on his side until he said that.
Yeah.
Learn something every day.
Mm-hmm.
Always a heel turn.
Yeah, but guess what? I don't like mayonnaise. Over here on this island by myself now.
You just go sit over there.
I don't like mayonnaise. I only like Dukes.
You eat your condiments. I'll eat mine. How about that? Yeah. I'll get a t-shirt. Sell it at the Jockey Lot.
I want spread. Bless. I don't need
mayonnaise. Say again?
No.
Okay.
Well, Paige over here about to start talking about Miracle Whip. She's going to take a ride.
I was only kidding.
Come here, ghost donkey.
Bring in some Hellmann's. We'll throw you down the stairs.
God.
That was a joke.
I don't understand mayonnaise.
Dukes are nothing.
Dukes are nothing. Dukes are bust.
Mondo.
That's it.
Lord God.
Well, that gets people going, too. Yeah, we saw it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah, because if you go to an event and people say, I can tell you didn't use Dukes. I can tell.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the truth.
And they say that.
Throw that pimented cheese back at you.
Well, listen, if we don't quit talking, we ain't going to have time to do nothing else.
Plus, everybody's hungry
except
now.
Except talk more. Bad Boys Pigskin Punishment today. That will happen, as well as the P1 payoff. Once an hour, starting at 7 a.m., you hear that keyword. You text it to 72881. Win you $1,000, just like that. We'll do a lot of phones today. We got Facebook fussing. Plenty of ways to get in touch with us. It's 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. You can text us 72341. And we're at The Rise Guys on most of your social media. Paige, we'll get into some headlines right after this. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Here's Madman 9, Paige and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Well, in some situations, one moon isn't enough. There's a Chinese city that wants to launch an artificial moon.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because it could replace streetlights. So this is the city of Chengdu in China.
That's what they call it around Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to launch this through their aerospace science and technology microelectronics system. But the U.S. government is saying that this could cause some problems. And they're thinking that officials fear that the Chinese moon probe could become an anti-satellite weapon if they're working with Russians. So if they launch this thing, it will illuminate the city with 8 times the brightness of the real moon, eliminating the need for streetlights from space. And folks will look at something that appears to be a moon from outer space.
But it's
like a satellite system.
But the fact that they're saying this is to eliminate streetlights, I mean, come on. Why would you spend billions to eliminate streetlights?
Yeah, that's... I mean, the ball's on some people with the lies they tell.
I know. I mean, just go ahead and say, like, what is really going on with that?
Yeah,
you go try to light up the other side.
Yeah, what are you doing here? What are you really up to? If they put this thing up there, somebody needs to blow it up.
Don't you think, like, eventually, and maybe not in our lifetime, but eventually there'll be the way there's property on the internet, like as far as URL domains. The way there is Twitter handles, you know, you can get a Twitter handle like you are at Nueve on Twitter, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Or at O'Matthew on all social media touch points.
Don't you think eventually that's going to be a thing that's mapped out in the sky? In other words, you'll look up in the sky and I bet we'll see advertisements.
Yeah.
I bet you we will. Just like billboards. And people say, well, that'll be too distracting. Oh, billboards?
You mean like in Myrtle Beach? You'll see it?
No, maybe not in Greenville, South Carolina to start, but I think in big cities that'll be a thing in the future. I don't know how far away, but that definitely.
Seeing in some sci-fi movies, these like hologram billboards and stuff in the sky type thing.
Yeah.
I think that's where all our ideas come from, is science fiction writers.
I think it's that. I think virtual reality will be a land grab too, where mm-hmm. you'll be able to own a segment of virtual reality.
Have you seen
I don't even know what that means, and I'm saying it.
You seen the thing NASA's up to where they want to put like a floating city in the atmosphere of Venus?
No.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know how or what, but they want to have a floating city in the atmosphere of Venus. In China, they want to do that, but over here, we just want to be Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Right.
We're going to have Nick Fury up there on a skyship.
This thing is going to be massive. It will reflect sunlight on an area up to 50 square miles in diameter. So the U.S. government is worried because it could double as an offensive weapons program, and they could attack the U.S. space infrastructure. But, you know, you wonder years from now if things are going to start falling from the sky with all the traffic with satellites up in space. Like, all come crashing. How long are they going to be floating around? Forever? But you just wonder what's going to happen up there.
It's hard for things to fall back.
Yeah. And I've never seen any of the space trash that they always talk about.
I've never been to space, though.
No, but I've never, like, with the videos and the pictures and stuff, you never see all these satellites.
No.
Or, you know. Well, yeah, why aren't they falling?
Yeah.
Are we having an awakening right now?
I think you'll be able to stand in one spot, and every 10 minutes a hunk of metal will come along to take you to work.
Well, what we know about space and reentry and all
it's
that.
A bus.
Those satellites, if they did fall back, would burn up before they ever got here.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't make it. At least according to what they've been telling us all these years.
Hmm. Well,
it is interesting you never hear about satellites hitting each other. They always stay in perfect formation like geese.
It's just something to think about. You think of all the countries in the world and who are launching something into space. And if everybody gets involved in some kind of space venture program.
Yeah.
And then,
meanwhile, Antarctica's just sitting there. Nobody even cares.
Right.
Nobody cares about Antarctica.
Russia does.
Yeah. Hitler did. That's history. Don't look at me that way, woman.
I'm not. I'm just, you know, it just makes you think
about
things.
Those U-boats, where do you think they were going?
It makes you wonder. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thanks, Paige. Go ahead and just blow up everything that we do.
No.
Fake moons. What's next? You're going to say you can't sack a quarterback?
Well,
depends on
almost
what division
can't
you're talking about, right?
You can't hit them. Don't touch them.
Yeah. No. All right, so we got the P1 payoff coming up here in about 25 minutes or so. What are you working on in sports, Flobo?
Peyton Manning returns to TV tonight. We'll tell you what he's got going on, how you could check him out.
I was thinking the other day, you know what? Every 4 or 5 years, they get a new host on America's Funniest Home Videos. Peyton Manning.
Oh, he'd be fun.
Peyton Manning would be awesome. Way better than Carlton.
I'd like to see him in a suit. It's funny.
Wouldn't that be great? All right. We'll get to Rice Guy Sports, and then the P1 payoff still on the way. 7 o'clock, top of the hour. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3, The Planet Rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
How does this all feel to you?
Where the f*** is my second belt? I've already got this one. Where's the second one at? Cheap. $4.2 billion this company was sold for. Where's that second belt? Go backstage and grab that belt somewhere.
I like my balls is hot better.
My balls is. Peyton Manning returns to television.
That was him?
No, that was Conor McGregor.
Oh.
But Peyton Manning tonight. You can catch this, but you got to have ESPN Plus. It's a paid subscription channel.
Ah.
What it is, I don't know if you remember the show Details with Kobe Bryant. That was a show where Kobe would take a game and break it down in its entirety, the whole game. Tell you what he would do, what coaches were calling.
You always say, I would shoot more and not pass. Why are they passing the ball?
And I would have stayed the hell out of Colorado.
Yeah, so Peyton Manning's going to break down Josh Rosen's game against the Minnesota Vikings. He said, I've always enjoyed talking football with coaches, players, and passionate fans, and that is at the core of this show. Of course, when this came out, there were some stories coming out that he, of course, turned down jobs to be the play-by-play guy or the color commentator. Which is the one? What's the one the damn player does?
Analyst.
Color.
Yeah. That's what he turned down. So people were saying that's why Romo got the one at CBS. Romo's good. But they were saying Peyton was turning down $10 to $12 million a season from some of these networks.
Yeah, Romo's pretty good at that from what I've seen.
Yeah, he's good, man.
Peyton should also be on Dancing with the Stars. I would watch that.
Obviously, he don't need money.
No, he just go out and have some fun. He's got a slew of Buicks. He's ready to party.
He is.
Yeah, he's been seen, though. All he's been doing here lately is going to college football games and pro games. He's out, which has got to drive his wife nuts. Because she's like, you just retired. You got to be out going all these games now.
He loves football more than her.
I guess. Speaking of Kobe Bryant, he got an Oscar for his little basketball short.
Basketball Diaries?
No. I forgot the name of it. Yeah. It was like a short movie. He narrated.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got some other projects going on. He tried to enter an animated film festival, but the jury of the animated film festival called for his, it says here, ouster. Guess why they don't want him there? Might be something you just mentioned.
Boulder, yeah. Colorado?
Yep. From the 2003 rape allegation, they don't want him at the festival. Dear Basketball was what he won the Oscar for.
Dear Basketball.
Could also be fans of they're fans of any other team in the Western Conference.
Yeah, really. Sucks, man. I mean, he can't live it down, I guess. Can't produce movies. Can't get into these festivals because of all these allegations. So you just enjoy your money, retire, and quit making movies.
I mean, if he really wants to go to a cartoon film festival, he's worth $500 million. I'm sure he could put one on.
He could buy a Cartoon Network.
Yeah. Yeah, he could.
Yeah. Settled civilly. Out of court, of course.
We'll call it Rick and Kobe.
Well, look. We got channels left and right. Some people say there's too many channels to watch. I don't have a whole lot of channels.
Dude, instead of Rick and Morty, it should be Shaq and Kobe.
Shaq and Kobe.
I'd watch that cartoon.
I thought Rick and Morty was one guy for a long time.
No.
Mm.
I don't know who this guy is. I've seen the name. I couldn't tell you what he looks like. Boxer Canelo Alvarez. Is that how you say his first name?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Because I saw that he probably about what you're about to say, and I was wow, I've never even heard of this guy.
Yeah.
That's further evidence that the rest of the world also has money. It ain't just all in the United States anymore.
I only know the name of this network because I've heard other people say it. It's called DAZN, but it's spelled D-A-Z-N.
DAZN.
It's DAZN.
DAZN?
DAZN. They signed Alvarez to a 5-year, 11-fight contract. The richest deal in sports history. The deal is worth $365 million.
Golly. Okay, so I realize other people have money in other parts of the world, Jimmy. But, like, I know Ronaldo. I know that guy. I know who are some other people?
Messi? Neymar? Pogba? Yeah.
Lionel Messi?
Yeah.
I know all these people. I've never heard of this guy.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's...
You think he would have seeped into the mainstream a little bit if he's worth that much money to a promoter?
I know he fought Triple G. And that's the feud going on right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how does boxing have money? I guess it's like you say, you know, it's a world lens you got to look through.
Yeah.
And not just here.
Yeah.
But what country's into boxing? Is it the Italians? Germans?
I guess like the, you know, the Russians and like Slovenians of the world.
Well, he's Mexican, and Mexicans love boxing.
Ah, okay.
Love it.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. Boxing's huge in Latin America.
Yeah.
Like all through Latin America.
So is cockfighting.
I'd, you know, pay more to see a cockfight than I would a boxing match.
How dare you?
That's horrid.
Especially since we don't have any boxing stars. We don't have a heavyweight great. I don't think we have an any class great. We got nobody to pull for.
Mayweather. I mean, how do you say he's not a great?
I guess, but he's not like a fighter that unites like people of the –
Is he a small fish or a big fish in a small pond? Like, in other words, if this was the 80s of boxing, would he be a thing?
Absolutely, because if this was the 80s in boxing, he'd probably still be 50-0.
Okay.
And Canelo Alvarez is 50-1. His one loss, Floyd Mayweather.
All I know about boxing is Mike Tyson and HBO boxing. That's all I know about boxing is Mike Tyson and HBO boxing. And I saw Ali starring Will Smith.
I don't think Sugar Ray Leonard would have nothing for Floyd Mayweather in the boxing ring. I mean, you couldn't hit Sugar Ray, but you cannot hit Floyd Mayweather. You can't hit the dude.
Yeah.
It sucks to watch Floyd Mayweather fight. At least Alvarez has entertaining boxing matches.
Well, Roy Jones was the last fighter I remember talking about being like, oh, my God, he could be one of the greatest. Yeah. He's exciting.
That didn't pan out too good, though.
But this was like in 2000.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm a classist, but I like watching heavyweight fights.
Oh, yeah.
See some big dudes go at it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't watch 205 live on wrestling because they're too little.
You want to see, like, dudes getting hit hard. You want it to be kind of frightening when you watch a boxing match, right?
Yeah. I don't want to see two shrimps go at it. I'd go to the buffet if I wanted to see that.
I went to that boxing class a few times, man, and there was this kid in there. I think his name was Jose. He probably weighed about 105 pounds. When you watch him hit the bag, you jaw drop. You're like, oh, my God, if this dude ever hit me, I'd just hit the floor, man, like a sack of rocks.
What about his punches?
That, too.
Guess what? Former guest of the show's got a birthday today. It's not a big one, but it's almost one. 79 years old. Remember, he went to school to be a dentist. Then he started playing football.
Dr. Ditka.
It is Dr. Ditka.
Oh, man.
Yeah, his Boner Pills commercial. Wow. I don't see any more. 79 years old.
We should call him. We have his phone number. I have it still. Unless he changed it like Jericho did.
I don't think he'd change it.
I don't think he's a texter, though, Ditka.
No. I don't think he'd change his number either. He's like the type of guy, if you got his number and you call it up by mistake,
he'll
probably make you wish you never called it.
No kidding. What did you see the I'll throw this in real quick. This is something I instantly thought of, and I told myself, save it for the air. Dale Jr. in an interview said that his doctor told him over the course of his NASCAR career, so I don't know if this counts, dune buggies and go-karts and all this stuff. Over his NASCAR career, he had 11 or maybe even 12 concussions.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of what did him in the end, or why he got out when he did.
But that many, though. I mean, that is, you don't think about, I don't personally, you don't think about the jarring of a wreck as far as getting concussed.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know how to get jarred. You see how they're strapped in there.
But it's still a jarring of the body. It's energy and force stopping abruptly. Even if it's contained, this brain floating around in this head of ours is very sensitive.
Yeah, and that's what we don't get about the G's involved, not just the crashes, but also all the G's you got to deal with.
Yeah.
Not that, fat boy. Quit flashing gang signs.
Oh, G's.
No, but.
G's of speed.
That can't be good for the brain either, apparently.
Yeah. Like, I want to ask Jug, like, how many concussions he's had, if he knows any, or knows that he's had any.
I'd say some.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Dry's got sports.
Thank you, Fat Boy. We'll get you $1,000 coming up here in just a few moments. The P1 payoff when you hear the keyword from Fat Boy. Text it to 72881. And an all new Facebook fussing is coming up for you. Plus, I am going to prove once and for all 9 is not the horror movie expert that he thinks he is.
Okay.
I got some stuff for you because the big movie comes out tonight, right?
Yeah, Halloween. Right. Halloween.
Yeah. All right, P1 payoff coming up here in mere moments. It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
The local guys.
Keeping it loud and local.
They stay local.
Proud to be the Upstate's local morning show. This is the Rise Guys on 93.3 The Planet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.